Protesters in China also struggled to send a message today. This demonstration was smaller but still significant because it was aimed at China's own government. China's ruler is preparing to designate his successors at the Communist Party Congress as 76-year-old Jiang Zemin plans his country's future. Some of his fellow citizens try to offer their own vision outside. NPR's Rob Gifford joins us now from Beijing. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Steve.
I understand there have been some arrests of protesters outside the meeting today.
That's right. At least six people were arrested today, in addition to the seven people who were arrested yesterday just outside the Great Hall of the People in Tiananmen Square, which is where this 16th Party Congress is being held. I don't think these people really had much chance right from the get-go because security is so tight. I mean, there's just security men every sort of 20 feet in the square. Two women knelt down in front of the Great Hall of the People. Both of them emptied leaflets, a bag of leaflets, onto the concrete in front of the hall. We don't know what those leaflets said, but clearly they had some kind of grievance with the government, but they were bundled away immediately into a van.
Police gathered up those leaflets before anyone could read them, of course.
That's right. I mean, it was amazing. You had the policeman running after every single little leaflet just in case it should get into the hands of any ordinary people. I have no idea what was written on them.
Interesting that people are still protesting even as the leader of China is inside the Great Hall giving a big, long speech about how he wants his country to improve and to modernize.
Well, that's right. And really, the keynote of Jiang Zemin's speech yesterday was modernization. He kept talking about this. He was repeating like a mantra almost that the Communist Party must keep up with the changing times. But of course, in the changing times and as China changes, there are a lot of disenfranchised people. There's a lot of people who aren't keeping up with the times. A lot of the benefits of the old communist system have gone, and a lot of the benefits of a new modernized society are yet to come. For instance, there's no social security net. So a lot of these people, I think they have grievances. They have grievances about the system as well as personal grievances about whether they're not being paid or they've been laid off or they haven't got a pension. So it's not that everybody is benefiting from the modernization that the president is touting so proudly.
Rob Gifford, Jiang Zemin, of course, is laying out his vision for the next couple of decades or more in China. And I suppose you have to wonder whether his vision has any chance really of triumphing, whether this current government could still be in control in 20 years.
Well, they're trying their hardest, and one has to applaud in many ways the push for economic modernization. I don't think you can disagree with that. The big issue is whether they're going to reform politically, and they're trying extremely hard not to have to reform politically. What happened yesterday, Jiang Zemin announced a totally revolutionary idea, certainly nothing to do with the communist revolution, of allowing businessmen into the party, former running dogs of capitalism, as they were known in the 1960s. These people are going to be allowed into the party because the party is so concerned that this new wealth will lead to people, the new middle class, demanding more political freedom. So they're essentially trying to co-opt the new wealthy class. And that is really their main thrust at the moment, to make sure that they're still in power in 20 years. I don't know if it's going to work because there are so many disenfranchised people, but certainly that's the way they're pushing it. And they fully intend to be in power in 20 years. I think there's no doubt about that.
NPR's Rob Gifford is in Beijing. Rob, thanks as all for your hard work.
Thanks very much, Steve.